All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Life Talk with Jesse Meester. And my guest from last week, Dennis Ozdemir, is here again. I'm so excited. How are you, my man?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, man.
Awesome.
I've been very busy, so slightly exhausted, but I'm good.
Okay. What have you been busy with? No, not November?
As well. But yeah, just mostly busy with school and also trying to go to the gym almost every day. So, and besides that, I'm also having a regular job, so it's quite busy.
Okay. Nice, man. Well, listen, I'm glad to speak to you again on high demand. We had people talking. We have questions. Thank you all again for tuning in and listening and engaging. We do really appreciate it. And of course, the guests, the speakers make the show. So I want to thank Dennis for his second appearance and elaborating so much with great knowledge and great tips on Known at November for men and female. To start off, I just wanted to share a little bit about my experience so far. People have been asking as well, like, how has it been for me? Did I relapse or did I not? I really, really committed to the 30-day Known at November. As you know, we talked about it. And I do have to say I did relapse yesterday, actually. So it's actually a great.
Oh, thing. I don't want to talk to you anymore, man. I cannot take this.
I know you are very disappointed.
I'm just kidding, bro.
So I do have to say that these past 22 days that I've been doing the Known at November have been extremely enlightening in a way that I felt more energy throughout the second week of semen retention. I was obviously aroused a lot. My erections were harder than ever, and I felt the extreme sense of sexual energy that was built up and that really wanted to release, but I meditated on it and I channeled it, transcended it, and I felt amazing. I'm gonna be honest, the first week was so tough. So this was my experience, and the relapse, to be really honest, wasn't so much about, oh, let me just get it on, but you know, in a setting of intimacy, it just naturally occurred, just like a wet dream would. So that's what I wanted to share from my side, Dennis. What are your thoughts?
It sounds like you the part that you were hesitant about the last time, like you were talking about the frustration and everything. It sounds like you you overcame that with you said it, you transmuted it, and sounds amazing, man.
Yeah.
And what was your question again?
Yeah, the other question is like because you say or you're disappointed in me, obviously. I felt like the second week that it was something that I could let go of. And I wasn't necessarily focused on, oh, I need to come now. When in the first week, that was extremely present. And I was trying to internalize that feeling and be like, where is this coming from? And why am I feeling this? Because it should be, it shouldn't be so forced. It shouldn't be so toxic, if you will. So I was really self-analyzing and self-assessing this whole 22 days. It gave me a different perspective, which I'm very grateful for, Dennis, that you shared that with us, because there's no more frustration. This is just,
Can you still hear me clearly? Because sometimes the connection is a bit like...
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, but that's the thing, you know, like with this whole topic, like there are so many people that preach for NoFap and whatever and all the benefits. And there are also some people that are quite like resistant to the whole idea and they think it might be unhealthy. But what I'm preaching is just to try to experience it, try to experiment with it yourself. And you see what happened now with you is you kind of like resensitized yourself in a way because you felt into your own experience, you know? Like, mm-hmm. It's not like you went in it with the whole dogmatic view of how it should be and you experimented with your own body. You said you analyzed your own feelings, and that's the whole purpose, to resensitize our connection with our own bodies, because we are quite desensitized in a way. Like we're just usually living on autopilot and habitually doing things, either masturbating or any other habit. But the beautiful part is like when you bring attention and consciousness to a particular aspect of your being, you resensitize that part of your being. And through resensitizing it, it becomes a more, like you build a more healthy relationship with whatever habit it is. So that's beautiful that you experience it like that, but I'm glad for you.
Yes, I am. And we had some questions coming in as well from both men and women. Mm-hmm. I just want to like get into it here. One is from Tim, and he's asking, am I allowed to masturbate without nutting? What if I just dry orgasm? And what about pre-cum? That's a good question, by the way, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for sending that in. Yeah.
I'll move a bit closer to the router so I have a better connection. But okay. Yeah, honestly, there are different views upon that. And I'll share my view, which is that the most benefits I get from the whole NoFap thing is basically from not ejaculating, because I feel like the power is in the seed. And as soon as you have an orgasm, mm-hmm. your endocrine system changes, your prolactin levels go up and your testosterone levels go immediately down. And that's a shift that you feel, like you feel the lethargic feeling. You also feel some kind of contentment because some endorphins are released, but generally you're just, you lose your motivation and your alertness, because you give your own body, your own biological system, you give it the signal that basically your biological purpose, which is to reproduce, to spread your genes, is done. So your body goes into some kind of relaxation mode. And by not having an orgasm, you basically, I don't want to say fight these symptoms, but you, mm-hmm. You make sure you don't have, you don't experience that whole feedback system. So what I do is like I do edge, I do masturbate, and mm-hmm. I do even make love, but I just don't ejaculate, and that's where I get the benefits from. But there will be people online preaching for other things like no sexual arousal whatsoever or whatever, but for me what works is not ejaculating.
But that seems so unnatural though, like no sexual arousal, like that's some Buddhist stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, like it's called white tantra. So you have white tantra, black tantra, and yeah, some other paths as well. But yeah, white tantra focuses on like no arousal whatsoever, like trying to keep your mind clear from sexuality at all. And yeah, that's a different path.
But isn't that going against our biology?
Well, I think there's a time and place for almost anything. Mm-hmm. I think maybe for some people it could be a good thing. Let's say they have a very complex history with sexuality, and in order to press that kind of like reset button to clear your mind completely, maybe for a while it would work. I think it depends on the time and place. And of course, sexuality is a natural part of our being. It's actually mm-hmm. one of the most dominant features of our being. You know, it's what survival depends on. But maybe in particular times and places in somebody's life, it might work.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, I researched a little bit about the question, Tim. And the nut in No Nut November is about orgasm, not about the fluids that come out of your body. That's why masturbation without orgasm and pre-cum, like you asked, pre-cum without orgasm, obviously, are okay. but dry orgasms without nuts and any kind of sex in which you do not are not allowed and disqualifies you from the challenge. I hope that answers the question. did I explain that correctly, Dennis?
Yeah, but like, let's not pretend that there's only like one way to do this. You know, like everyone has a different, there are different, mm-hmm. I've read different forums that talk about different rules and whatever. So it's more like whatever works for any type of person, you know?
Okay, yeah. No, that, of course, that's always the case. Like for me, the 22 days was just right for me to experience the different phases of this challenge, if you will. And I think the great thing about Noted November is that it creates this challenge where you can challenge yourself, and that's something that helped me. And I from what I read and the feedback I get, a lot of other people. So another question we get from Daisy is, are girls actually allowed to participate? The answer is yes, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Like I feel like any type of like challenge that's mm-hmm. Different than what you habitually do, let's say NoFap in this case,
yeah,
it's so important because you restructure your neural pathways in your mind, and you like because you do something different that you're used to, you're basically saying to your automatic pilot system, like, hey, something is changing, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that something is changing will bring awareness to something. And awareness by itself is a very transformational tool. Like, like if you look at any type of disease or any type of disharmonious aspect of your being, simply by bringing awareness to it, you won't need to read infinite scientific journals about what's good for you or what the pros or cons are of a particular remedy or whatever. But simply by bringing awareness to it, you'll find your answers, like how to resolve things, how to resolve particular issues, because our bodies are so intelligent. Like we intuitively know often what to do, but our intellect is interfering often, you know? So when you're committing to such a challenge, whether you're a guy or a girl, you're already bringing awareness to something, and you're feeling into it. And by feeling into it, you trigger your intuition to revision particular habitual aspects of yourself.
Yes. One.
Does it make sense? Because I find it sometimes hard to put it into words.
Well, for me it makes sense. I just hope that, you know, for the listener it makes sense. And you know, I'm also looking at the questions while you talk. To see if it answers the question, because here's also a question from Cynthia, and she asks if she can have sex with her significant other during this period. And again, this is, we already kind of answered this before. Of course you can, but if you have a hard time controlling, transmutating and meditating on this sexual energy, orgasm in this case, then maybe it's good to refrain. This is a question that only yourself can answer, right, Dennis?
Yeah, and depending also on your personal goals, like what the reason is that you would want to commit to such a challenge. You know, if you're doing it just for the fun, or like just to see whether you could commit to such a challenge for 30 days, then it's maybe just the point of it is just to literally follow the rules, like not have an orgasm. But if there's some deeper issue that you want to combat, or a part of your sexuality that you want to heal, maybe exactly like refraining from sex altogether would be a better option.
Exactly, yeah. And by the way, I do have to say, like with anything in life, the moment you don't take it serious, the moment you're like, oh, no, not November, ha, 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 I see it as something fun, is also the moment that you will not heal whatever holding pattern, sexual holding pattern, or whatever is going on in your life is not going to be addressed, because you are not taking it serious. So when you do this challenge And again, I failed, but I also didn't, right? Because for me, it was not so much about the 30 days. It was to see the changes in my sexuality, in my energy, in my body, experience them, address them, and confront myself with it. So, but I very much, and you can listen back to the previous podcast if you missed it, I took it very serious, and I still do. And I think it's a great way to heal sexually. Right, Dennis?
Yeah, I think also it's about the balance. Like, it's, it shouldn't be something that's arduous or boring or that you're very, like, looking up against you. You know, like, this part of us, it can be fun, actually. And what you say is totally true. Like, there is some serious part about it. Well, the part of it is that you got to commit to it. You know, like, if you don't commit to it whatsoever, then, of course, you're not going to go deep enough to actually heal a part of yourself. But on the other hand, like, sexuality thrives in an environment where we are having fun, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, that makes sense. And let me see. Here's a question from Mark. What about wet dreams?
Yeah, in the beginning, you'll get them often, man. Like, I can remember about 5 or 6 years ago when I started this NoFap journey. I think that was 6 years ago. So I committed to a month, I think. And immediately, like, that was the first wet dream of my life, I remember, when I was, like, into week two, I think. Suddenly, I had a wet dream, and I had never had that before. And I was like, what? And then I tried NoFap more often, mm-hmm. and always around the second or third week I'd have a wet dream. And in a sense, like, you do relapse because you ejaculate it. But first thing is that over time it gets better. Like, now I never have wet dreams whatsoever, even mm-hmm. after 100 days of NoFap. Wow. And I've read in books, this was a book on Taoist sexuality, and it's just a book, you know, like, I don't know if this is true or not, but they said that the transgression of energy, like the degree to which your energy drops, is less with wet dreams than when you're just fapping in daily life and in waking state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And here we also found a lot of response on our podcast about the critics. The critics on this NoFap movement, known as November. Matter of fact, I have a reference here from Max Bennett, citing a Harvard study that suggests frequent ejaculation can reduce the risk of developing prostate cancer. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, exactly what it says. It says it reduces the risk, but it doesn't mean that suddenly, like, refraining from ejaculation would cause cause a very much increased risk. It's the same with things like, let's say, drinking. Okay,
to break it down, it's 33% less, mm-hmm. and also they recommend, these doctors from Harvard, they recommend that men orgasm about 21 times a month.
20? Oh, Jesus.
Yes, I'm not even kidding. Yeah. No, that's a little contradictional, you know? I'm like, yeah.
Well, I don't think it is, because they only focus on one aspect. Let's say it's about prostate cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but there are also so many downsides of ejaculating frequently. And let's say, like, another example is, for instance, wine. They say, like, drinking one glass of red wine a day will have some health benefits, which is true, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can also say that, like, or how do I put this? Like, it doesn't mean that because something has a particular benefit, in this case, like, reducing a particular risk, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not really a holistic way to approach something. Like, we always look at things in a very fragmented way. Like, and I believe personally that on a holistic level, not ejaculating has so many more benefits, and also to your health in general in the long run. And that's why I'm not really bothered with these statistics that I believe it's true. Like, I believe that when they say these numbers, and it's from the Harvard University, you know, like I believe it when I read it. Mm-hmm. But on an intuitive level, and when I look at it holistically, I'm not concerned by it at all.
Yeah.
Because we always look at fragmented parts, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's very like true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you go on, man.
Okay. Yeah. No. Of course. No. I listen. This is just like I'm reading this. I'm researching it. At the same time, what are you experiencing? Right. I just shared my experience and what it did to me, how challenging it was in the beginning, and how enlightening it was now 22 days later. And I want to hear from the people listening. How was it for you? Was it easy? Was it challenging? Did you gain anything from it? Or maybe it's just not for you, and that's okay, right? It's an individual process. But if you do start something, like with anything in life, you do have to take it serious. Otherwise, you might as well not do it at all. Because, you know, there's a lot of joking around about this No Nut November thing. But trust me, I can assure you, once you experience this, you will receive so much back from the universe, so much more energy, so much more resources that can help you have clarity in your life.
And yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah. And that is something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry to interrupt you, but no, I really get so many messages from people that are like, they were first a bit like, they thought it was hilarious, and they were like, I'm not ejaculating. Like, it sounds a bit ridiculous, right? That it's going to impact your life so much, because I've been preaching a lot about like very big effects of like how it healed me and how it really like empowered me to live the life that I want to live. And then I get messages from people that say like, bro, I thought it was a joke, but then I committed to it like 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't have anxiety anymore. And I have energy. I'm for the first time like motivated to get things done. And they thank me for that. And it's fun to see that people like change their view after trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's incredible. And that's why I do believe in healing yourself mentally and sexually in a lot of ways that NoFap does, which is refraining from this this orgasm. Let me see if there was any more questions. Yeah, these were the main questions that came up, and I just want to hear from you, the listener, you know, your experience. I really want to know, because it's also a little new for me. I know, Dennis, for you it's not. and you are on 100 days, are you? From what I
Oh no, right now.
Yeah, right now. How many days?
Oh, no, man. I'm not even counting, but I'm like in week one or something, because last week I made love. But for me, it's not a... okay. Yeah. For me, it's not like I'm always every day committed to it, but it's just like generally the last, let's say, 4 or 5 years, I ejaculate like less than once a month. And sometimes I go for a streak of like 3 or 4 months at most. Yeah, I think 4 months or 5 months is like the most that I ever did. But then I allow myself to how do I say that? Like deload.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do it intuitively. And it's not a rule for me anymore. It's just generally like less than once a month, but there are exceptions.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for me, I want to really just save it for making love. I don't want to masturbate. I just want to save it for making love.
That's what I do too.
Yes. That's just the best thing, because you channel this energy and you have this amazing intense sex, because that's what it's intended for. Not, you know what I mean? We do other things with the right hand usually. So, no, this is, listen, Dennis, I really appreciate you. And was there anything right now that you want to share with the audience about this journey?
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate you too. But I was wondering, how have your orgasms been after a prolonged time of no ejaculation? Is it more intense?
Way more intense, yes. Matter of fact, the erection is harder. I have the whole entire morning before. No. The whole entire morning, I am rock hard. All right. Like not just an hour, not just 2 hours. No, the entire morning. Okay. So
that's, I like that. Cool. I'm happy for you, man.
You know what I mean? So I'm just letting you know, and also the feedback that I'm getting back from women is really good. And with that, I mean the listener, by the way, as in their journey with this this movement. So yeah, no, Dennis, thank you, and we're gonna stay in touch. I look forward to receiving more feedback from the people that are listening and trying this right now, struggling or not, and to see and hear how their experience was.
Yeah, and there's only one thing that just came to my mind that I wanted to share with people, because it seems like you got the benefits quite fast. Like ordinarily it could take way longer because we have been conditioned and our brain has been developed in such a way after such a long time of a particular habit, which is either like masturbating or watching porn daily. So we can, there's something called a flat line, which means that after a prolonged period of like exposing yourself to stimuli, in this case, porn or masturbation, which causes your dopamine levels to rise, if you suddenly like quit that particular habit, you have no supply of dopamine readily available anymore. So you experience a flat line. You may experience depression or very much like a desensitization to stimuli. So maybe you feel like you're not content with your with the things in daily life that should make you happy. This discontentment, you could experience that. But I would encourage everyone to just keep on going, because it took me months to fully like resensitize my brain again. There are so many people that are not enjoying actual sex because they're used to so many like stimuli from porn or whatever, you know, or like masturbating daily. So they're desensitized to actual sex, to actual normal female bodies, and not this like pornographic bodies, you know, that we see all the time. So I would recommend just like keep going on, and eventually you'll come to a point where you're like, hey, I'm actually like content with regular or ordinary sex again, and like normal bodies, and you know. So yeah, that's what I want to share.
My man, this is so accurate. I fully agree with this, and I want to thank you so much for your time, man.
Thank you as well, man, and thanks to the listeners.
Absolutely. Speak to you next time for part 3 at some point. And again,
well, man, I'd love that.
Absolutely, man. Thank you all for listening, and yes, have a good week. Thank you.